we need a plan on how to address the issue, because I don't think it's a matter of just more time if we don't have the right infrastructure in place.
Is
it financial?
That should be coming up with that?
No.
Okay.
No, we're hoping your feedback goes to the administrators. The administrators help compile the report to bring it back to us. Because we're not there every day. We're not there to manage the day-to-day situation. So that's where we're hoping that information comes back to us formally so we can look to address that situation. And the phones, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Austin, that had nothing to do with our technology coordinator. Am I correct? That was a phone company issue?
Well, the most recent one, it is the technology coordinator that coordinates all the phone.
Yeah, but the issue is from the phone company side, though, nothing.
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Am I allowed
to? Yeah.
I put a ticket in 3 weeks ago. It was the 150th ticket at the high school home.
Sure.
You know? So I know our principals, and I think Bob has been aware that there's been issues.
And one thing I've asked is, show me, I asked, just not to interrupt you, I asked them, I want to see what the tickets are. Can we see what they are as far as...
They're there. The emails are
No. I don't.
Exactly
I can't see them.
The
what I'd like for them to compile that up and say, okay, here's the complaints we're getting. Is it a parent access code? Because if it's a parent access code, that shouldn't be a technology coordinator's job to do. But if it's, the internet's down...
Whose job is that?
There could be, from
the Board of Education.
If you're asking me from the Board of Education, we might have to redefine that. That's what we want to see.
What's your opinion? Where
are the tickets? My personal opinion? I do it every day, myself. Yes, my personal opinion. That's not my directive as the Board of Education. But it takes me about 3 seconds to get a parent access code online.
When you say you can't just, I know we don't correlate that with the levy. You can't justify spending the money on a full-time coordinator.
That's not what I said.
That's exactly what was said by the board. We can't justify that.
Never said that.
What we said is we wanted to ensure that was the best use, and we wanted to ensure the fact that we
can't justify a lot of things, and that was one time it was said. So I'm just stating what was said. We couldn't justify paying the extra money for a full-time tech, so we went backwards and got into a part-time situation, correct?
We stayed lateral. We were at a part-time. We went to a part-time. We didn't go backward.
But we needed to move forward.
But
we did. An example. Well, I mean, I show up on a Saturday with no internet, and my football program revolves around having the internet so I can show my kids film in order to get better for the following week and prepare. The internet was down on a Saturday. So the following week, we're trying to show our kids the mistakes from last Friday. We couldn't do that. So where do we go? And these people here, the teachers, are feeling the frustration.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But there's nothing being looked at here. It's been eight weeks. And I know you've heard about it, Kevin.
Yeah, I just said that. I admitted, yeah, absolutely. But I can't come up with a plan on, you know. What I'm saying is,
well, I understand,
the best plan as we go through.
What's the timeline? When do you want Mr. Kirby to get you this stuff? Tomorrow? Want to forward to you? What's the timeline? I'm sorry, may I?
I think that should be directed through the superintendent's office as he puts a plan together to meet with us.
May I stand up and speak for a
moment? Absolutely.
Hi, y'all. My name is Mr. Brian Macker. I'm one of the English teachers. Hey, kids. Thanks for coming, Mike. One of the things I do with the seniors, we got the Chromebooks this year. I spent all summer working on my own personal Chromebook that I purchased in my graduate classes that I'm working on through YSU in order to become accredited for College Credit Plus. For the students of McDonald High School. And part of that process, she was taking a couple online classes where one was like a 19th century American literature, but it was all focused on technological components. And I did every single assignment on that Chromebook because I had no idea how to use a Chromebook. So I took the time this summer, I sent my son to school 3 days a week, he's two, and I stayed home during that time in those 3 days, and I learned how to use a Chromebook, I learned how to do streaming, and do editing and word processing, Excel, all that stuff. So I came to school, a lot of this frustration I'm talking about, all I can do is give an anecdote. So I came to school this year ready to do Google Classroom with my seniors because next year when they go to college, they're going to use Dropbox, or they're going to use Blackboard, a lot of the schools they go to. So I set up Google Classroom. I set up digital texts that I spent time scouring the internet, finding these texts, taking all my lesson plans, all my activities, turning them into digital, editable, friendly versions. I started with one group of seniors, the Advanced English 12, and then I moved on to the regular English 12 students as well. And there was a lot of frustration across the board, as sometimes the Chromebooks worked, sometimes the Chromebooks didn't work. Sometimes Google would work, sometimes it wouldn't. We were thinking we were doing okay after a while. I started the sophomores and their first paper, I had them submit that online. When my students submitted that paper, I had two students that couldn't log on Monday. So I had to put a ticket in on Monday. Put that ticket in, don't hear back because our tech coordinator doesn't work on Mondays. Tuesday, I said, hey buddy, you know, I need some help here, you know. Nothing. Not till after lunch. Now I have two girls with anxiety, worried about, and you know, is Mr. Backer gonna, you know, just, you know, I'm scary. So I said, don't worry about it. I got one girl near tears in this. And that's unacceptable to me, you know what I mean? And my concern is that I've kind of set them all up for anxiety now because, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen with this assignment? Is this assignment going to work? Is this assignment not going to work? I had seniors that had spent valuable time of their time going on Google Classroom, typing up their documents, putting their things together for Beowulf, which we just read with English 12, and then they had to try to print half of it off and then do the other half on paper. The problem was then Google Classroom and Google and our Google Apps for Education programs weren't working across the building. So then they had to either go home and print it or they had to handwrite all that stuff themselves because none of that worked. Meanwhile, I'm trying to scramble to come up with a contingency plan because my seniors can't do the work. Well, what am I going to have them do now today? That'd be a waste of taxpayer dollars just have them sit there for 45 minutes and twiddle their thumbs. So when we talk about the issues, my biggest frustration is not only not being heard, but I want a timeline. And I want to know, and I've talked to Mr. Carquito, I've talked to Mr. Roston, I want a timeline. So if you say there needs to be a timeline, I need to know when that's going to be. And I think it's only fair that we get that taken care of as soon as possible. Because it's not only about the internet, it's about getting everything else lined up and everything else working. And I need an expectation from you, for us, as what you want us to do. Because if you want me to go back on, you know, tomorrow's Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't know what tomorrow's Wednesday. If you want me to go back tomorrow and say, kids, we're back. I disavowed technology last Tuesday. I left in tears, to be honest with you. Because I was so frustrated. Mr. Carquito saw me in a way he's never seen me before. I was so hot. Miss Jen is the sweetest lady. She's one of our aides in the special ed department. I said, is this elevator going to work or am I going to push these Chromebooks down the stairs? Because I was so hot. My morale is in the dumps over this. The one place, you know, I love coming to school. I love working with these kids. We have fun, I think, on a fairly regular basis. They love the technology. And kind of like Mr. Vecchio, you know, and what he's doing with the fifth and sixth graders, and then rolling it out to the fourth and third graders and rolling it down, that was kind of the process I was doing. So here's my dilemma for tomorrow. I was going to give an online quiz for English 12. Sorry, but we got to do it. Give an online quiz for English 12 tomorrow through Google Classroom. After Tuesday, last week, I disavowed it. So now I had to take half the quiz I already had made up on the computer, and now I'm trying to finish it up, and I go to print it today. Guess what? Didn't print today. So now what am I supposed to do tomorrow? Am I supposed to just waste a day? Am I supposed to do a projector and, you know, hey kids, here's the first half, you got 15 minutes to do these five, roll out a piece of note paper, then do the other five? These are the answers I need. This is what I want to know, what I can't even print.
Did you guys know about the extent of the problems? So I appreciate you coming to tell us. I mean, I knew that the internet would go down from time to time. So, you know, and I guess that's what we've been trying to reach out and communicate. We wanted to know the degree of the issue so that we can make a change as needed. All of us here, I think, agree that a change needs to be made. We wanted the right information in order to make the right change. Does that make sense?
What you want from me and I will give it to you. I will forward you all my emails, all my frustrations. You know, I mean, I have a letter that was not my best work to go to Mr. Roston on Tuesday about how frustrated I was about Chromebooks. I mean, Mrs. Lobot tried to contact Joe. Joe was down at the elementary school because he was trying to fix Chromebooks down there. I mean, it's disrupting and distracting to the educational process. So I appreciate you. I'm sorry, I don't mean to. I get fired up sometimes. So I apologize for that. But
no, it's your.
We appreciate.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling near you.
I don't take it that way. It's your passion about what you're doing and with the kids. I mean, I don't take it that you're yelling at any of us at all. I appreciate your passion. I have kids in this school. I mean, I don't want their education to suffer because. We can't give them the most basic need right now, which is technology. I mean, they live and thrive on technology.
So I just want a timeline. I want to know what you're going to tell Mr. Rossi when he needs to get that stuff from his principal's behind. I want to know, you know, when we're going to have these Chromebooks working.
I think if we want that information as soon as we can get our hands on it. No one's going to sit here.
You want it tomorrow?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, can we get that tomorrow then? There we go.
The point being, too, though, we also have to understand that as we move into the tech, I mean, no matter what we do, there's going to be disruptions in it. Because when we're relying on technology with education, we're going to have to expect disruptions along the board, too.
This is a little bit more.
This is more than an inconsistency.
I didn't say it wasn't. I said,
when it took me 2.5 hours to print an IEP, because the system was not, we finally connected it to a little dinky printer and it took 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous.
I understand there's hiccups.
And frustrating.
I have always dealt with technology hiccups. I'm always kind of the martyr to go in and try things
out.
And I understand that there's going to be issues. But this is a little bit more, and I put that in the letter that was going to go to Mr. Ross. This is a little bit more than just
Please send him that letter so that we can, you know, I've heard about the couple that I've heard the internet's been down, then I heard it's back up, then it's back down, then it's back up. Well, what was the cause? And we never got the cause. Was it a switch? Well, if it's a switch and it's fixed, then we might not have that issue, but I don't know.
The problem, it sounds like, is Joe is so busy trying to put fires out that he doesn't even have time to get to fix those issues, which is why we are here saying we need a full-time person, because the perception to us, the teachers, is that our students' needs... You guys like the Google Classroom?
Yeah, it was very innovative.
Okay. What my frustration is, the perception is, then it sounds like a communication breakdown. You're waiting to hear from them. We've all come to them, and they haven't gone back to you. So somewhere, the communication's breaking down. That starts to sound nasty, because that's the perception. So at this point, then, tomorrow, it sounds like we're going to get all those emails and help desk forward to you. We're going to figure out why it took 2 weeks to get my projector fixed, and why students, you know, couldn't jot down notes the way, because I do all digital notes. That way, load up his PDFs, put them on Google, and they're ready to go. And, you know, I got all my lesson plans loaded in the cloud. Everything's ready to go there so I can work on them from home when I'm watching Ghostbusters with Beowulf on the couch. And I can work on them, you know, when I'm here at school. Or I can work on them in the lab. But I'm still stuck tomorrow now. What am I going to do is I don't know quiz. Sorry. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
I appreciate your listening to me.
Absolutely.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at you. I'm passionate. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
I want to be able to do these things.
That's okay. And I think we just, I'm going to speak for myself, I guess, but we hear you. We're glad that you came. Now we hear the very loud voices, and we're certainly going to look into it. We don't ever want you to feel that you're not being heard.
Can I add a few things here?
Yeah.
Please. Go ahead.
I promise. First of all, just one little correction. Okay. Your position wasn't a lateral placement because Joe Selle had 20 hours a week, which is equivalent to your part-time, but you never replaced all the time I put. So it was not a lateral move. With that being said, I feel, you know, the 15 plus years I've spent in technology in this building, the last 10 years as your technology coordinator, I have some experience to speak about all the changes and the time it takes to do this job. 10 years ago, when I started here, we had a computer lab in each building. We had 3 smart boards in the district. I mean, you were one of the first ones to get a smart board at Roosevelt. We had 2 at Roosevelt, 1 at the high school. Now we have additional labs here, 2 additional labs at the high school, plus this. I don't even know if it's working yet. We have Chromebooks. We have smart boards in every classroom, which smart boards are a pain in the butt. Okay, as far as servicing. The updating of the software sometimes takes, sometimes doesn't. The boards break down, projectors sometimes don't work with them. They take a lot of time. There's Elmos in those classrooms at Roosevelt. We have also added TVs and projectors in all of the classrooms, pretty much all the classrooms here. We added a couple more smart boards at the high school. We've added iPads at Roosevelt this last 10 years. We have added a wireless network. In some organizations, a person who manages a wireless network is a full-time job themselves, because that is a time-consuming process. One of the other things that people spoke of is online testing. It's not just a matter of having somebody in the building doing the testing, which you need. last year, Joe Selle and I, we were here every morning that they started testing because there were hiccups. But we got the kids going within like 15, 20 minutes so that they weren't penalized with time issues, because you only have a certain window according to the state, which I know you know this, but between testing kids, makeups, and if you don't get that in that window, those kids are penalized. And so you need somebody here to get these kids going. And we can't set our testing dates according to Tuesdays, Thursdays, and every other Fridays. We don't make the window. I mean, that's just a fact. We have too many tests to do online. Also, you know, they've talked about these Google accounts. That is something new that we've added. Google accounts for all the students. I mean, that's, you know, kids from when they start in third grade on up to high school. An account for every kid we've added, plus all the staff. Now, that's everything within the last 10 years. But we haven't added anybody more to service these. I mean, we just keep adding and adding and adding. And don't get me wrong, we are happy. We are grateful that you guys are spending the money on technology because we need it. We're trying to get our kids ready. We're trying to, you know, get them ready so that they can go to college, go to the workforce, because technology is everywhere. I mean, we're worried about now. Well, what's going to happen, you know, down the future? If we don't address this issue now, it's just going to keep steamrolling, is my concern. I mean, I know the time it takes. Well, I didn't even mention E-rate. I took care of all the E-rate stuff. That's the federal government's way of reimbursing or discounting schools for internet access. They're doing away with phones, but we get $10,000 reimbursement for our internet service. We get around $12,000 for our wireless network that is reimbursed to us for federal paperwork. And anybody that's ever worked with the federal government, it is a pain in the butt. It is. Mr. Johnson's done it before. Sorry, I didn't mean to put it away. But he can tell you, it is a time-consuming process. And now you also want to add all of this stuff also to Joe. I mean, Joe is great to work with when he's here. He is on the ball. He is trying to get things done. He's overwhelmed. I mean, I spent a whole period with him one day last week just trying to explain to him and get him up to date on our E-rate situation. So in that 50 minutes that I was trying to go through all this E-rate paperwork, because you have 3 years going at any one time, he's closing out the 2015-16 school year. He's working on the current school year, and next month he has to get bids for the next school year. And so it is a timely process. And just in the last 10 years, the networks are more advanced. 10 years ago, I used to be able to do some things as far as fixing the network around here and getting on and making minor adjustments, this and that. This stuff is so much advanced, I'm smart enough now to stay away from it because I'll just totally screw it up. But I mean, that's how much more advanced it's got, that it takes somebody that much more time that they need on that than they did 10 years ago. We are also one of the few schools in Trumbull County that doesn't have a full-time tech coordinator. Most of the schools in Trumbull County have a full-time plus additional people to help out. We're one of the few schools that don't. And like I said, 10 years ago, we didn't have nearly what we have now. But we kept our servicing of the equipment and the network and adding all this new stuff for the person at the same number of hours. And it's not fair to him because he can't deal with it in the time that he's allotted. It's not fair to the kids. It's not fair to the teachers. We want the same thing you guys want. We want McDonald's schools to be the best that we can be. We want what's best for our kids. That's why we're upset about this, because we know we can do better. And we know that we're all on the same page with this. It's just, we just gotta get there a little bit faster. But that's all I have to say. And if you guys have any questions about, you know, the technology coordinator position, I'll be happy to answer them and explain any of it. Do you want documentation? I got documentation out the inmate.
Tomorrow.
I don't know if
tomorrow
is enough time to deal with it.
Thank you.
One thing,
you know,
we did offer
to go on tomorrow. Well, did we not? Anything?
Yeah. Tell me why I shouldn't say that.
Does he come to you and say, I want this, 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 and this? we're going to do is we're going to evaluate. We get information and we're going to evaluate the problem.
We did tell him.
And we're going to come up with an answer.
Yep, absolutely.
Answer yep, the problem.
Absolutely.
Kind of looks like Danny wants to
talk. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Danny.
Oh. Danny, welcome back. Can you come up here, Danny? Because I know Mr. Hannon, I would like to hear you, and there's a vent right behind us. It's really noisy.
Here.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know you don't mind.
Yeah. So I was just saying, like, what if when we're taking the test, like, what if something freezes or something goes wrong mm-hmm. during that test? Are we allowed to ask for help from a teacher if someone does not know how to fix it?
If there's a technology issue, you could absolutely, if your computer freezes or you're not allowed to ask a question like, hey, can you help me with this math problem? You could absolutely get help if the technology is not functioning correctly.
Well, yeah. Well, like, what if the teacher doesn't know how to do that? And, like, they were saying you only get a certain amount of time to do this test.
Mm-hmm.
So then what if we run out and then we just get... We don't have no time to do the test and we barely got one question done.
Yeah. If it's due to a technology problem, Danny, they do give you extra time to take the test. They're not going to shut you down and say, oh, your computer froze up, so please. Those tests are stressful enough for you guys to take and your focus. So, yeah, the only thing I could say to everybody here is this is something we are committed to. Like I said, when the money was there for, we wanted to put the new computer labs in and the technology in the classrooms. We want to make sure that we're doing everything the right way. What we talked about at that meeting back in July was this is something that we thought was worth a chance to see how we could go and progress through this. I know it feels like we've been in a long, long time, but I mean, this is really the first meeting in September we had. You're just in a couple weeks. You know, if there's a chance that we can go ahead and do something better to help these guys, that's what we're committed to do. We just want the information to come in, be formal with it, instead of being an email here and an email there. We just want the information to come in, analyze it, put a decision in place.
Thanks, Danny.
I guess before you go on,
yeah.
I guess you want some answers tonight. Let's just talk about it, right? You want some solutions, not just say, put it on until next board meeting. I never knew that Mr. Melton, is it Malvado?
Malvado.
That asked for any requests. When we thought going with Mr. Selly was, he did it remotely a lot of times, he wasn't in the school. So thinking that putting the guy in the school rather than coming after school, whatever you did. I don't know how that would have helped you, Danny, on a Friday night if he wasn't there. I don't know how that worked. I'm the least computer person here. I own a lot of them, but I don't know how to work out. Well, so I think the effort was this. Before we made a financial commitment of $60,000 or $70,000 a year, we wanted to see this school system going from 20 to helping a guy here all the time. Not all the time. 2 days a week, 3 days a week, the next thing. That was the objective. I also suggested you use Bill Johnson's son. He got, he got 1,600 in the SAT previous score, and he got 35 out of 36, and he came in as a consultant. I thought, this is a pretty good fit. He's not trying to make money, he's trying to help us. But maybe we can get somebody like that or available, because we made a commitment to the school for 1 year with Joe to share with Hubbard?
Hubbard.
Right. So I think we're all open to trying to solve it. I think we'll get on the horn and see what we can do. Neil. So I think we're open. It was never about the money. We wanted to make sure it was justified to use it. Because again, for all these years, we went a part-time guy, 20 hours a week. And now we have all these problems. And we have a guy here which wasn't done before. So we thought it would be a smoother. But that we didn't take it serious probably, Pam, is we lost you. We had you before, right, Pam?
You know what, Paul? That's what I said in July. I went back and I transcribed it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I pointed out in July, that we weren't losing a 20-hour position.
Say that.
Joe Selly, plus Pam, and how she would troubleshoot if Joe couldn't be here.
Right.
So I felt
you
like
did.
I did bring that up in July.
You absolutely did. You brought it to our attention.
Joe, I don't know how many hours.
I can't hear you. I understand what they said. He was off.
Yeah,
he did.
Right.
I'm not saying what I never saw.
I'm guessing because I saw a lot of them. The big difference is Joe knew the network. He had 8 years experience.
Right.
That was the difference too. And this guy's, we've all talked, he's a great guy. he's willing to work with us, and he does it every, you know. But I just think he's overwhelmed like a lot of the folks out here.
And it sounds as though we possibly need a full-time tech person plus this part-time guy. With everything that is happening, all of the new technology that has come into the school, and with everything that we want to do to move forward, it sounds more and more as if, because as Kathy said in July, not only we had Joe Selle here, but we also had, I want to say Pam Vilk, because McDonald, you're always your maiden name. Sorry about that. But we had all of that in the past. So we as a board need to work with the administration and reassess this and see what we need to do as quickly as possible, because time is of the essence here. We hear you. We hear you, and we need to act accordingly. So this is what our promise is, that we're hearing you, and we will assess the situation and act in a manner that is going to work best for everyone. That's just me saying that, because I can't speak for the entire board here, but I do believe that everybody here wants what's best for the entire district. Yeah.
No, and that's exactly what we want, is we want the information, it's put in play. Like you said, we are 8 weeks in, so I think some of the data you're looking at is a lot more viable than it was September 10th. We know we're 2-3 weeks into a year. Now we're seeing where we're at. We've had an 8-week period. We've got to assess the situation and see where we're at.
My concern is, too, that if our testing scores are poor because of the technology problems, our public doesn't know that. They think our teachers aren't doing their jobs. They think there's something wrong with our school system. It's not because of that. It's because if they're running out of time taking their test, if they haven't had enough experience on the computers to know how to take the test, that's the reason for it, not because our teachers aren't teaching them. So there's a whole another bit of that that we need to worry about. And for me, it's my children that come to me shaking, crying, throwing up, because they're so scared to take the test anyway with a pencil and paper, that now I see them in the clinic because they're scared to death to do it on a computer, because they don't know if they are going to know how to do that. So it's more than just technology. It's a whole big basket of stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Anybody else before we move on? If there's any other technology comments while you're here, then we'll move on to Mr. Hart.
Thank you.